أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون. Oh, you who believe, let not some men laugh at others. It may be that they may turn out to be better than yourselves, and let not some women laugh at others. It may be that they, the ones that are being laughed at, may turn out to be better than the ones that are laughing. And do not find faults through defamation, nor call each other by offensive nicknames. It is a sin that بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. Names with evil connotations are sinful after a person has accepted Islam, and we call him with names with evil connotations. And who doesn't desist? Then these are the sinful people, these are the ones that are in the wrong. In the previous verses, Allah Ta'ala spoke about Muslims being a single brotherhood and to avoid disputes, and in the event that there is a quarrel, then how to bring about a settlement and reconciliation. Now in these verses, some of the causes that bring about disputes, quarrels, arguments have been discussed. One is not to ridicule and laugh at each other. Obviously, the one that is laughing or ridiculing is not just doing it as a pastime or light-hearted. One needs to be light-hearted and to joke. That is permissible. But when you begin to laugh at each other and ridicule, now it's no more fun. Now you're looking at the person with contempt. You are ridiculing him. You are running him down. So he feels hurt about it. And then obviously it becomes a problem when he is injured, his feelings have been injured on account of you ridiculing him. Obviously that is not going to be pleasant any longer. As though the one that is ridiculing and laughing at others, he feels himself to be superior in some respect, forgetting that the good that he has got is not his own earned and achieved, rather it is the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you think yourself to be something great and significant, then you want to look at others with contempt. In the process, you begin to ridicule and laugh and poke fun at them, not realizing that what you've got is just a gift and a pure grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Apart from that, the other possibility is that the one that you are laughing at, perhaps Allah Ta'ala may make him better than what you are. You are looking at him with contempt, you are running him down with sarcasm, etc. And then he may turn out to be the better person than yourself. And number three, the third thing to be considering is that you're laughing at that person and really he may be better than you. Who knows, who can tell who is better and who is inferior? Because Allah Ta'ala doesn't look just at the appearance, nor does he look at your complexion. What he really looks is your conduct and your heart. And the state of the heart is only known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how good and how sound is this person's heart, how good is his conduct, that is known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And you running the person down through sarcasm, through ridiculing and laughing, you may not realize that just now you will be laughed at, when Allah Ta'ala will take that decision about who is superior and who's won and who's turned out to be a failure, then it may be that you be the person that is worthy of being laughed at. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, when he came across this verse, لا يسخر قوم من قوم, says, now I will not even laugh at an animal, even a dog I will not laugh at, and I will not show any contempt to even a dog, because it may be that Allah Ta'ala makes me worse than that animal. So who am I to laugh at someone and to ridicule at someone? The second thing that Quran Sharif speaks about in this verse, لا تلمزوا أنفسكم, and not find faults through cutting, biting remarks, taunting, sarcasm, and the other ways to run people down, defamation, defaming the person, disgracing the person. So this is the second wrong that the Quran Sharif speaks about, and this also brings about quarrels, fights, disputes, that you are passing remarks that are cutting, that are biting, that are taunting, you're taunting the person down. So this is the second thing that the Quran speaks about. So this finding faults, this is also a very great evil. The last king of India, Zafar Shah, he had said in one poetry, he says, جب حال کی نہ تھی اپنی خبر دیکھتے رہے لوگوں کی عیب و ہنر جب پری اپنے عیبوں پہ اپنی برائیوں پہ نظر تو جہاں میں کوئی برا نہ رہا. He says, until we didn't look at ourselves, we kept on looking at the faults and the weaknesses of people, how he slipped and how he fell, and this is his problem. We kept on looking at their weaknesses, their problems. But the moment we glanced within ourselves, we found there's so much of evil in our hearts, in our minds, that it consumed us to a point that we felt that there isn't anybody as bad as ourselves. The ulama, the righteous of the past, used to say that fortunate indeed is that person who is blinded from looking at the faults of others and is occupied in looking at his own faults. Now, the whole situation has been reversed. We feel it's a profession, it's an achievement to be able to look at other faults, pick out their faults, and be blinded from your own faults. Whereas the righteous of the past, the whole style was that we look at our own faults, we look at our own ways of our own reformation, rather than looking out for the faults of others. La talmizu anfusakum. The third point to be noticed here is also that when you're going to be looking out for people's faults, showing their discreet faults, etc., then they're going to be looking at your faults as well. وَفِيكَ عُيُوبُ وَلِلنَّاسِ أَعْيُنُ, that you also have faults, and people are also observing. You cannot think to yourself that I can find their faults, and they won't be able to look at my faults. So if you are looking at their faults, they also have eyes, they also have brains, they can also think about your own wrongs. So the better thing is to be occupied, preoccupied with your own mistakes, trying to correct yourself and improve yourself. So this is the second thing that the Quran Sharif speaks out against. لا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب. And the third problem is, don't call each other with offensive nicknames. Sometimes there are nicknames that are associated with a person. He doesn't take contempt, he doesn't take exception to it. He doesn't feel offended. We had this amongst the Tabi'een. Someone was called A'mash, someone was called A'raj. Will literally mean one that is blind or one that is lame. So he was called in this manner and he didn't take an exception to this. He was identified. If you're looking for this name, then you will only identify him if he's called with his nickname. And he didn't take an exception to it. He didn't feel offended. So it was all right, it was permissible. But if it is a name that the person takes offense with, he doesn't like that, then obviously it becomes a sin. And moreover, بِإِسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ, calling people with names with evil connotations after they have accepted Iman, really it's a terrible sin. Now that he's accepted Iman, now that he's corrected himself and repented, then too you call him with names with evil connotations. Really, it's not an acceptable type of behavior. Person was drugging, for example, and then now that he's repented, he is on a straight path, and you call him a druggie, or he was involved in some other wrong. For example, he was in gambling, and then you talk about him being a gambler, whereas he has repented, he is remorseful of the wrong that he has been doing, and then to you call him a gambler, really, this is not on, it is not the right type of conduct. Therefore, the hadith says that when you're going to be disgracing someone, you're going to be embarrassing someone for a fault that he had done, and he has repented, then you will be involved in that same wrong. You will be embarrassed. Allah Ta'ala will engage you in that same wrong that you are talking about. You are labeling him with that wrong. And before you die, you will get labeled, and you will get involved in the same wrong that you are defaming and disgracing that person. So, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ, person doesn't desist from this wrong behavior, then obviously he is in the wrong. He is the one that is inciting, creating problems, and spurring up problems when there is peace all around. Then this type of behavior, whether it is laughing and ridiculing at each other, calling each other with offensive nicknames that are hurtful, and finding faults with each other, really this is not an Islamic behavior. Unfortunately, when we live amongst people, and we are a minority, then their ways, their customs, their behavior and culture begins to affect us, because we look at their papers, we look at their news, we look at their media, how they conduct themselves, how they speak, how they interact, how they socialize, and eventually some of their evil ways begin to rub upon us. So we will look what's within our home. This is what Nabi Sallam is teaching us. This is what the Quran Sharif is teaching us. So the type of behavior, the type of interaction and socializing. Allah give us tawfiq.